Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. The residents of Philippi were very proud of their city. They'd been rewarded by the Emperor Octavian after his defeat of Antony and Cleopatra, and were designated a Roman colony. The city was in Macedonia, now part of northern Greece, but the Philippians enjoyed the same privileges as if they were living in Italy. Citizenship was a big issue for them, and they were delighted to enjoy the legal and tax advantages that came with their status. But Paul indicated that far more significant than that was the fact that they were citizens of heaven. Being a Philippian was a temporary arrangement, unlike their eternal citizenship of heaven. Paul was not saying that it was unimportant that they were Roman citizens. He had much to say about the importance of Christians living as responsible members of their community. In his letter to the church in Rome, at the heart of the empire, he wrote that those who followed Christ had a responsibility to submit to the governing authorities because they'd been established by God. Christians should do everything in their power to support their communities and to live as responsible citizens, but they should do so with the knowledge that their principal identity is their heavenly one. There were many pressures upon the church in Philippi. Although Paul's letter is particularly positive, it's clear that there were plenty of challenges both from people outside and inside the church who were squabbling with one another. Paul knew that the church must live by the highest standards, so he urged them to live lives worthy of the good news. The church wasn't their little private club, but a group of people drawn together by the Spirit to proclaim the amazing news of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever our churches might be facing at present, we all need to hear the same challenge to live a life that's worthy of Christ. So let me ask you a question. What does it mean to you to be a citizen of heaven? Now let me pray with you. Dear Lord, thank you for the eternal security that we have in knowing you. Help us to contribute positively to our temporary home here on earth. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which you can, of course, access at any time. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a really good day.